in the limelight.
The warmongering policies of the United States, whether in West Asia and East Europe, or in the South China Sea and Latin America, may trap its allies and client states into a quagmire from which it will be hard for them to extricate, says Kahan International staff writer in an article published under the heading, U.S. Warmongering Poses Dangers to World Peace. Stay tuned for more. The warmongering policies of the United States, whether in West Asia and East Europe or in the South China Sea and Latin America, may trap its allies and client states into a quagmire from which it will be hard for them to extricate. Saudi Arabia is already feeling the folly of its headlong plunge into Yemen at the behest of Washington with a heavy drain on its treasury, while the flames of the unwanted war are now about to boomerang on the UAE, which, with the weapons bought from the US, tried to punch above its size. The US ought to know that it has no right to dictate its draconian policies to the free and independent countries, whether by sending troops to Europe to kick up the crisis in Ukraine or its current navy drills in West Asia, along with such strange bedfellows as the Zionist regime in Saudi Arabia. The deployment of U.S. troops in Eastern Europe on the pretext that Russia might invade Ukraine augurs ill for all NATO members in case if the dangerous exchange of threats were to break out into a real military confrontation. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has criticized the U.S. and the West for creating unnecessary panic by the histrionic talk of a probable Russian invasion, saying that the economy of his country has already begun to suffer. Such policies definitely destabilize not only Ukraine, but the whole of Eastern Europe, even if the Joe Biden regime says there is no imminent danger of Russian invasion. Then why and on what basis the U.S. and other NATO members are pushing Eastern Europe to the brink of disaster? In the South China Sea, we see the same brinksmanship by the U.S. by poking its bloodied nose into Taiwan, which is a purely internal Chinese affair. Moreover, the presence of U.S. troops in South Korea and Japan bodes ill for these countries in case of a military flare-up. The same could be said of Washington's meddling policies in Latin America, where, at the moment, no effort is being spared to destabilize Venezuela, which, thanks to its leadership and the popularity it commands among the masses, has foiled successive U.S. conspiracies. Colombia stands to suffer greatly if the Americans were to carry out threats of military adventure in Venezuela. In West Asia, tensions are increasing as a result of unnatural bonds into which the U.S. has pushed some of its Arab client states with the illegal Zionist entity. Now, the military drills involving the Americans, the Israelis, and some Arab states that kicked off on January 31st at the U.S. 5th Fleet's headquarters in Bahrain is a dangerous exercise. The waters of the Persian Gulf, the Arabian Sea, the Gulf of Oman, the Red Sea, and the northern tip of the Indian Ocean have turned into a virtual war zone. Participants include a number of countries that the Zionist regime does not have formal ties with, such as Saudi Arabia, Oman, Comoros, Djibouti, Somalia, and Pakistan, as well as several countries with which the regime recently normalized relations, like the UAE and Bahrain.